It's not a firm commitment, but Tony Abbott says 2017 might be the best year to hold the referendum to recognise the first Australians in the Constitution. That's the 50th anniversary of the 1967 referendum to include Aborigines in the census. The Prime Minister and the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, were guests last night at a fundraiser hosted by the National Movement to recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in the Constitution. Brendan Trembath reports.
Male dancers from the Aboriginal Centre for the Performing Arts weaved through the crowd as the evening began. The Prime Minister Tony Abbott continued with the Indigenous theme, calling himself a strong supporter of recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in the Constitution.
Now, I am prepared to sweat blood on this. This is at least as important as any of the other causes that this government has been prepared to take on. I want this to happen. I want this to happen as quickly as it can.
The Prime Minister suggested the 50th anniversary of Australians voting to include Aboriginal people in the census might be a suitable date for a vote.
That would be a richly symbolic time to complete our Constitution.
But Mr. Abbott warns there's no guarantee of success, citing the 1999 attempt to change the Constitution and establish Australia as a republic.
Now, I know that because I helped to defeat the Republican cause that was overwhelmingly supported by the Labor Party, significantly supported by the Liberal Party, and backed by every big media outlet in this country.
The opposition leader Bill Shorten, who also supports recognising the first Australians in the Constitution, says an agreed question should be decided before the next election.
If we were crafting our Constitution in 2014, we would not accept the omission of the first 400 centuries of our national history from our national definitive document.
The award-winning Aboriginal producer and director Rachel Perkins wished her late father Charlie could have been involved in the constitutional campaign. She misses his plain-speaking motivational skills.
Get off your black asses, he used to say, and do something. You can change the world.
When Rachel Perkins was preparing this speech, her mother Eileen worried about the colourful language.
And she's like, you cannot say ass in front of the Prime Minister.
Tony Abbott probably would not be offended.
And I apologise, Prime Minister, but I know you've heard that before. In Cabinet, maybe, I don't know.
After the speeches, Rachel Perkins caught up with an old family friend, Jim Spiegelman. Decades before he became a top judge and chairman of the ABC, he and Charlie Perkins organised a bus tour to draw attention to discrimination in country New South Wales. Their stops included a swimming pool in Moree, where Aboriginal children were banned. Jim Spiegelman approves of the current campaign to recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in the Constitution.
However, unfortunately, we don't know how long we are going to have to campaign for. Although the Prime Minister gave a pretty good hint that it would be on the 50th anniversary of the 1967 referendum. Didn't commit himself to it, but it was a pretty broad hint. That's what he has in mind.
That's the ABC's chairman and a freedom writer, Jim Spiegelman.